From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Protesters are still occupying the Florida state capitol. They're asking for a repeal of that state's Stand Your Ground law. It's going to be debated by a legislative committee in the fall. We will get a preview today.
But first, a federal judge ruled today that the controversial police practice in New York City known as stop and frisk is unconstitutional. In her opinion, Judge Shira Shindland wrote that the city's policy is indirect racial profiling. She says it violates both the 4th and 14th Amendments. About 90% of people stopped by police in New York have been African-American or Latino. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said today he'll appeal the ruling and that the judge displayed a disturbing disregard for the good intentions of the police. For more, we're joined by New York One reporter Dean Meminger. And Dean, what else did the judge say about stop and frisk today?
Well, early this morning, she released more than 200 pages of her opinion, saying that she did want changes in the NYPD's stop and frisk practices. First of all, she said that she wants a federal monitor to oversee these changes, and she did appoint a federal monitor to do that. She also wants changes in training. She wants more training for the officers so that they understand the difference between a frisk, which is a pat-down, and an actual search where they actually go into people's pockets looking for things. She wants changes in the forms that they use when they document stop, question, and frisk, and she wants people to be able to have a copy of at least a piece of that form. And also, very interestingly, she wants officers to wear cameras when they conduct stop, question, and frisk. It's a pilot program, one precinct in each of the five boroughs in New York City. She wants the officers to wear cameras to document stop, question, and frisk.
Tell us why you're saying stop, question, and frisk. Is that the term that's being used now?
Officially in the NYPD, it is called stop, question, and frisk. Quite often you hear people say stop and frisk. The officer stops a person, questions them, and then if it needs to go on to a frisk, they do so. The NYPD points out that in many cases a person is not frisked. They're only stopped and question. But, you know, people in the communities of New York City and the Black and Latino communities complain that stop and frisk is not only the stopping folks and talking to them, but it's very aggressive with people being pushed up against walls and fences. And as you mentioned, approximately 90% of those stop, question, and frisk are Black or Latino. And also 90% of the people stop, question, and frisk, well, they're not given a ticket or a summons or arrested. So they are, in essence, innocent at that point. And they say that is the big problem here, that 90% of the people have done nothing wrong to give them a ticket or arrested. So why are the officers stopping them?
And now, as you say, there'll be a federal monitor, but this policy will not stop.
Well, no, she did not say she wanted an end to stop and frisk. A lot of people understand that it is important to help get guns off the street, but it's the way it is done, and that's why some of the people have complained and gone to court over them, those who say it basically violates the constitutional rights of Blacks and Latinos, because they say they are just often, they say and argued, that they are often stopped simply because they are young and Black and Latino, and that's why officers are stopping them. And something the judge pointed out as well, that there has to be more training, and people can't be stopped because they fit a general profile of being Black, wearing a red shirt and a high crime area, because that could be many areas across the city.
And the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, and the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, have both said that this program, which has had 4.4 million stops between 2004 and 2012, has helped drive down crime. So what about that?
Well, they do say that, and they say it gets guns off the street. And if you add up all of the guns, yes, it's like hundreds of guns, maybe thousands that they've gotten off the street. When you look at the actual number, less than 1% of the stops results in a gun being found, less than 1% of all of the stops.
New York One reporter Dean Meminger joining us from City Hall on a day in which a federal judge has said that the stop and frisk policy in New York City is unconstitutional. Dean, thank you so much.
Yep, and we're following this. We'll get back with you guys, whether it's, you know, talking to you on the phone or, you know, maybe on social media. I'll post a few things throughout the day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean.